Good morning. Eric asked for your approval of a hangar lease. This is the hangar we're talking about. You may recall that we bought this hangar from Joe Hudson in 2015. We had it leased to somebody who's since defaulted on his lease, and we've taken possession of the hangar. We sent over 100 emails. We put advertisements in the paper. We put it on the county website. We put notices up in our pilot's lounge so transit pilots would see that it's available. And we ended up only getting one bid on the property. We set a minimum bid of $550, and that was the bid that came in. Terms of the lease are in your packet, but it's basically our usual stuff. We'll pay for the utilities. We'll maintain the structure and the hangar door. Tenant will maintain the rest of the building. There's insurance requirements that are in our policy statements, et cetera. The proposed tenant is Mr. Robert Bluen from Millsboro, Delaware, and the lease was in your packet. If you have any other questions.
Yes, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president to execute an airplane hangar lease agreement with Robert Bluen for Lot A at Delaware Coastal Airport.
Pleasure, council.
I'll move forward with adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Several. Number one is, you said there's only one person that came forth. If I recall back in 2015, 2016, that we've had a waiting list.
We have a waiting list for T-hangers.
T-hangers.
Right.
Got it.
Which are individual hangers. This hangar is 2,500 square feet. You can put two small aircraft in it. There's some problems with doing that, what they call hangar rash. You start moving airplanes around, you ding wingtips, et cetera. People are a little hesitant to share a hangar with somebody else that's, you know, they're going to have to move airplanes around like that.
So what was the previous lease that we had that defaulted? What was that going rate?
We actually got a pretty good deal on that, which is probably why he defaulted, but it was about $1,100 a month.
$1,100?
Right. We had a $500 minimum bid, and he came in at about $1,100. We had two bids that time. The other bid was $750.
So this current one that has come before is for $150?
$550.
Oh, $550. I thought I heard $150.
$550, yeah.
Okay. That's why I was like having ultimate questions here. Okay. So $550.
$550.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
That's a 1 year lease.
It's actually a 28 month lease with a couple of 1 year options. And the reason for that is there's a hangar right next door to it that's the same size. That lease comes up at the same time as what this lease will expire. That whole area is underutilized. We'd like to have the ability to come back in 2020 when both these leases are up and redevelop that area to something more useful. So it's kind of an odd number, but there's a method to our madness.
It's kind of an ugly building.
More questions to council?
Yeah, just the lease again, just to kind of reconfirm, the options to renew also can come with an option to increase. Based on market conditions, based on waiting lists, based on...
I don't believe that's true.
Is that to our best interest if we don't have that as an option for us? I think in years past, it was just kind of like, this is the number, and we just kind of did what did it.
Most of the leases, we look at the five-year point to increase as opposed to every year. So we haven't in the past put that in on a yearly basis.
So in 5 years, potentially, if the tenant is still there, that's when we could...
This lease will have expired, and you know, we'll renegotiate a new lease at market rates at that time, and you know, depending on the length of the lease. This building's pretty much at the end of its useful life,
I don't see it
going...
Well, I guess I just want to make sure if 550 is not a forever number, it is something that we can look at in 5 years, basically, is what you're saying. Okay.
Are we responsible to maintain this hangar?
Just the structure and the hangar door.
Not much else.
Yeah, that's pretty much all there is. There's a bathroom inside of it.
So if the wind blows the tent off, we got to put it back on, right?
I'm sorry?
If the wind blows the tent off, we got to put it back on.
Correct.
And last,
And your mic.
Do we have a history, of this building and the maintenance on that building? Because it looks like hell, that building. Yeah, I'd hate to park my plane in there. But anyway, I'm.
Picture, it's not a bad-looking hangar for that area.
Bad picture, bad thing.
We did put quite a bit of money into it after we bought it to take care of the door and the roof, and it'll last us through the period of this lease.
Will we recoup back the money that we invested in it? Probably not.
As long as this tenant doesn't default on it.
Oh, okay, okay, we will, okay, a little, okay, all right, I guess so.
Any more questions of council? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried, thank you, sir. Mr. Cornwell, request withdrawal of conditional use number 2091, filed on behalf of William Hall.
I'll make that motion.
Good morning. The planning office received a request to withdraw conditional use number 2091, William Hall. The planning commission, both county council have held public hearings on this application. At the public hearing for the county council meeting, you did defer the application, and since then, the applicant has requested to withdraw the application for the conditional use.
So, I have a motion?
That will take a motion.
Yes. You have a motion?
Be it that Sussex County Council accept the withdrawal of conditional use 2091 William Hall for the use of, his contracting office with storage of vehicles, effective.
I'll make that motion.
Effective immediately.
Effective immediately.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
I'll second it.
Mr. Arlette, questions on the motion?
Questions. So, he's in violation now.
Correct.
Because he never has. So, what happens now? He's withdrawn it, so now what?
We will send him a letter that he'll need to cease operation and clean up the site within 30 days. Otherwise, we will start violating process again.
And what does clean up the site mean?
Well, he'd have to remove the storage of his work vehicles, which is part of what the conditional use was for. So anything that was associated with the conditional use would need to be remedied.
What's he got to clean up? I didn't hear what you said.
Within 30 days.
He had work vehicles and some work equipment on site that he would need to clean up.
So what he asked for in the request for the conditional use is what he has to clean up?
Correct.
And nothing else?
If there's other violations, we can send him out for other violations as well. But right now, we would be addressing what the request was for the conditional use.
I have another question also regarding that, or related to that, and that is, as he is in violation and he is to clean up the messes that exist there today, and that can take some time. So let's say 6 months from now, and he's made a little progress perhaps, but not quite where he needs to be, and then he reapplies. Actually, he cannot reapply, or can he reapply? He can reapply. He can reapply because we are approving the withdrawal. So if the applicant reapplies, let's just say in 6 months, what does the violations and the process at that point in time, what happens? Do you continue or do you kind of back off because he's reapplied?
I think he has 30 days.
We were going to give him 30 days.
He had 30 days to clean it up.
I understand that part, but I'm just saying.
If he's not doing it within 6 months, we would have then turned it over to the constable's office, and they would be going through their process to get it to the use to cease in the site a remedy.
So I'll go back to my question. So therefore, in 6 months, if that process is still playing out, and then if he reapplies in 6 months.
It's a completely separate process from the constable's office. So they would then, if they're going through the court process, they would verify with us if we wanted to give him more time or if they wanted to move ahead, and that's something we would look at if this continues or if the applicant makes to make a new application.
But we have a history when somebody's in violation, when they've applied for a conditional use to, quote-unquote, get in compliance, we kind of back off on the enforcement piece and on the violation piece.
And again, we're looking at if he looks to make an application again. We're going to be right. Giving him 30 days, get it cleaned up. If it's not, then we'll turn it over to the constables, go through our proper process. And hopefully within 6 months, or if not 30 days, this property will be addressed.
I think you know the concern that I have is just
I do.
One is possibly just buying time, you know, that would be my concern.
Took 4 years to get those.
Your point, Mr. Arlett, is and it was correct that in the past, if someone was violated, they file an application. The county tends to wait to the hearing to see what happens. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's a little different scenario because he has opted to withdraw. The legal proceedings are going to start. He's going to get the violation notice and then turned over to constable. And if they need to bring litigation in order to get that done, I don't know that I've seen one where it's gone through that. Then the person applies that we've backed off and certainly come back to council to get some advice from council what they would like us to do if that occurred. Okay. But the proceedings would be taking place.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Question to council?
One question.
Mr. Wilson.
How about if these vehicles are licensed? What responsibility do we have to move them?
Again, if they're part of his work vehicles and they're his work trucks, that would be part of, he would be running his business, which he does not have approval for, which was the reason he was asking for the conditional use. So those need to be moved to a properly zoned or proper location with the conditional use. If they're his personal vehicles and they're legally licensed and tagged, they are fine.
He can leave them on his property where he wants to, right?
If they are his personal vehicles, yes.
Okay.
More question to council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I will vote yes based on the recommendations of our staff.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Medlars. Request for proposals for vehicle purchases.
Mr. President, we're pleased to let you know we have two money savings opportunities for the council.
Wow.
The first one is the advertisement for vehicles. You know, every year we budget a number of vehicles in environmental services and in engineering. This time we chose not to go straight to state contract only. We chose to advertise a number of vehicles. And even so, despite the fact that we did not fully expect to see lower prices, we did see one significantly lower price for the 150 pickup trucks. Two of them are on the list. And as you can see in the summary, the savings over state contracts for the two vehicles is over $6,000, which is actually pretty good, consider that's about 10%. So on the other ones we have in this year's lineup, we could not see any savings. So we proposed to go to a state contract to purchase the remaining vehicles. But in this case, because it was advertised, it is an advertised bid, and you will have to make the award, and we do have a recommendation for you.
Please make your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the vehicle purchases RFP be awarded to Hertrick Fleet Services, Inc. of Milford at the Schedule C low bid amount of $28,422 per vehicle for a total purchase price of $56,844 for two vehicles.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
I have one.
Mr. Burton.
Surprise, car guy.
That's never happened, right? I mean, the state discount rate when, you know, in bid processes far outweighs two vehicles. What happened?
It's, I actually asked staff, and we were sort of between the environmental service director and myself. We pushed this through just for that reason, because in my days at Kent, every year we advertised the vehicles, and every year there was at least one or two you could purchase for a lower price than state contract. It really has to do with probably what you know better, what you have available on your lot and what you've purchased and what you want to move in terms of inventory. So I wasn't surprised.
No.
No.
But, you know, there should be you should be able to look at the two bids, right? The state bid.
Yeah, it's right on the list. The state bid is higher.
But that's a weird deal. I hope it works out.
So just to reconfirm, Mr. President.
Scroll it.
So two bids. One was through the state contract. One was outside the state contract. Correct.
An advertised bid for a series of vehicles.
Right.
As a matter of fact, six categories.
Right.
On five categories, the state contract advertised price is lower than the lowest bid price we received. In one occasion, it was not. So it makes sense to take that opportunity and buy the F-150 pickup trucks by bid, not by state contract.
So it's cheaper to go outside of what the state contract is, in this example today, than it is to go through the state contract.
Correct.
Maybe it's a prevailing wage issue. I don't know.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir, Blades Construction Agreement.
The Blades Construction Agreement, you know, probably the president knows best. We've been trying for a number of years to get the Concord Road Sewer Project completed. I'll give you a little bit of history about how we selected the engineers and when the project started. But the residents certainly have had expectations that we would be finished by now a long time ago. And there were a number of obstacles which led to these delays. However, in the meantime, the town had picked up a water project on Concord Road, which is also funded by USDA. And again, we had a meeting between the town officials, the USDA officials, the engineers, who happened to be the same engineers for the town and for our sewer project. And we came to the conclusion that we could have significant savings in the construction administration and the inspection services if we were to team up together. I thought it would have been easier than that, but it was some heavy legal lifting, but 11 pages later, we are there. And the agreement before you is very, very close. As a matter of fact, the town council is considering it as well as you. And as far as I know from the exchange of emails yesterday, we are just a couple of fine-tuning legal points away, and literally words, a word here, a word there. So hence, we have an opportunity to save a considerable amount of money for both the town and for us. And we are assuming some risk in doing so, but I think the cost benefit is well outweighs the risk, because we're going to be doing a construction on Concord Road regardless. And the public perception for, again, tearing up roads and extending the construction significantly is much worse than the risk we're undertaking.
You have a motion?
We have a motion. It's crafted a little bit differently because of the couple of words we have to change. So, and our counselor will feel free to correct my motion, but I checked it with our assistant county attorney. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that council approve the construction agreement with the town of Blades in principle, subject to minor legal modifications, and amendment number 3 to the base contract with Davis Bond Fidel in the amount of $82,000.
Pleasure, counsel.
So
motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Questions on the motion?
$82,000.
$82,000 would have been well over $100,000 if we had not entered into the agreement.
Okay.
More questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
President.
Mr. Ashman?
We're back.
I'm telling you.
On a roll.
God, like Energy Johnson Bunny, you're just going.
You can probably sit down.
They're easy, right?
These are easy. A couple of them. First one is for the Sussex Consortium School Use of Existing Infrastructure Agreement. The Sussex Consortium School project is designed to connect to the county's existing regional infrastructure. Project has an on-site collection system and will connect to an existing county-owned gravity transmission line in Sweetbriar Road. Project will contribute $46,378.63 to be expended when the existing transmission infrastructure requires upgrades and or replacement. Payment will be due at the time of or prior to issuance of a building permit, and the agreement has been executed by the Cape Pendleton School District.
Have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Cape Pendleton School District for capacity allocation and the regional transmission system as presented on October 3rd, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion?
How much money did you say?
$46,378.
It's what they're paying. They're what they're paying to us.
That's what they're paying to us.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Any more questions?
Not where we're spending that anyway.
That's good. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Obviously, motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one is for Marsh Farm Estates in the Angola area. It's designed to connect to the county's existing regional infrastructure. Project has an on-site collection system and pump station that will connect to existing county-owned Force Main and Camp Arrowhead Road. Project will contribute $35,464.76 to be expended when existing transmission infrastructure requires upgrades or replacement. Payment will be due at the time of bonding for the first phase of construction, and the agreement has been executed by Goodmar Marsh LLC.
Questions? You have a motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Goodmar Marsh LLC for capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on October 3rd, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions?
How much are you going to pay us?
30-something.
$35,464.76.
That's the last number. Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. And last, sir.
Mr. President, if I may.
You may.
Thank you. The dollar amounts, Councilman Wilson, are determined by a formula. We have two scenarios. One formula applies to each scenario, so there's a consistency. So if you wanted to, we'll be happy to show you how we arrive at the numbers.
It's an estimate. They're all estimates, right?
Pardon me?
They're estimates.
No, they're firm.
They're firm.
They're firm numbers.
Okay.
Sir?
Ready? Resolution declaring the Winding Creek Village Water District. I'm here today to present results from the Winding Creek Village Water District referendum. If you could recall, it was proposed that there's an optimized boundary, whereas the community was split as to their desires for a water district. We did our best to establish an acceptable boundary. The result was that on September 14th, 2017, eligible voters approved the creation of the Winding Creek Village Water District by a vote of 103 for the district to 23 against the district. According to Delaware Code Title IX, Section 6507, County Council is required to issue a determination establishing the district within 90 days of the referendum.
Have a motion?
I have a resolution.
A resolution, excuse me.
Winding Creek Village Water District declared under the provisions of Title IX, Chapter 65 of the Delaware Code. Whereas the eligible voters of the proposed Winding Creek Village Optimized Water District approved the creation of a water district by a vote of 103 to 23 in an election held on September 14th, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's one grant request. It's from the Milton Fire Department. They're requesting $1,000 for their annual Christmas parade. Last grant received for this event was $4,000 in 2008 from Mr. Rogers. Again, they're asking for $1,000.
Pleasure.
I'll make that motion.
From yours?
From
mine. Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,000 to the Milton Fire Department for parade expenses for Mr. Burton's council bank account. Questions on that motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Thank you. Council member comments. Council member comments.
I'll make one or two. First and foremost, thoughts and prayers obviously go out to those in Las Vegas on our nation's worst tragic, one of them anyways, massacres by a shooting, I think, in the history of the country. And I think it's important to publicly support them in their difficult time. I cannot imagine. So I just wanted to publicly share that thought and prayer. Number two is, I have to do this, so forgive me, you Air Force guys, but this is Navy Air Force Week. And so you know, go Navy, beat Air Force. And that's all I have to say.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Entertained motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Aye, we have motion carried. We're now in executive session. We will be going down.